Okay, so thank you, Gary, for taking us to Daf Chavav. As usual, I think finished like a few lines before the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. So I'm not going to get all into that Machlokas B'Shamis, like that whole Machlokas again, but it kind of concludes with, if you look, count from the Mishnah on Chav Zanim and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up is the word to Ma'antana. Yeah, does that sound right? Yeah. Fine. So we'll just kind of wrap this piece up. Where the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Who man Tana had the Tana Rabbanu? Who's going to be then the Tana, the author of the following Mishnah Brisa? Another mechamisha bnei Adam. So a person takes a nether that five people cannot get benefit from them. Ke'echad, right? Like as at one time, hutra la'echad mehem hutru kulan. Right? If he says, okay, actually, but that one." This person is okay, right? They actually can get benefit, so what happens? So now the whole thing falls apart, and everyone's now mutter to get benefit. Chutz mi echa mehem, but if he says everyone except for this one person, then hu mutter vehin asurin, right? So if it started as everyone out, except one person gets like let back in, so once you start to unravel, right, everybody's back in. But if it was made as a everyone except for this person, so then that person is mutter and everyone else remains aser. So ila rabba, if it's going to the opinion of rabba, so then reisha Rabbi Akiva of a safer to be a call. So then that first case has to be according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and the second case has to be according to everybody. But ila rabba, safer rabba, and reisha the be a call. And if you're holding like rabba, so then the safe is going to be like the rabbanon, and the reisha will be like the be a call, which again would fit into that whole conversation that was being had in the Gemara before. Fine. Okay, but let's start now. Talking about our new Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Nidre Onsen. Right? What is a Nidre? What are Nidre Onsen? Right? And Onsen always reflects, Onesh reflects a sense of something that was out of my control, and that because it's out of my control, so you know it's not Chal, or you know, in other cases, we're going to talk about it in a moment. Onesh Rachmana Patre. Right? Something's out of my control, so then the halacha changes in terms of my responsibility. So what does that mean? So what is Nidre Onsen? So the case is as follows: Hidiru chaveru sheyochal eslo. So Reuven takes a neder and he says, you know, Shimon, if you don't come to my house for Shabbos lunch, so then you are going to be forbidden to get any benefit from me going forward. Okay, and he says, you know, this Shabbos, come Shabbos lunch. If you don't come, so then you're going to be forbidden to get benefit from me. V'chalahu, and then Shimon, the invited person, gets sick. O shechal bano, or Shimon's son gets sick. Oh, she'ikvo nahar, or some type of, you know, a river now starts to overflow, so Shimon can't get there. Harei elu nidre onsen. All those cases are what we call nidre onsen, things that are out of Shimon's control. And since they're out of Shimon's control, Reuven never would have wanted to ask for Shimon for not showing up. It wasn't his fault he didn't show up. And therefore, even though Reuven took the nether with that condition, and that condition actually came true, it doesn't matter, and the nether's not a chal. Look at Rash, look at the Rav Mefarish, chalahu, who gets sick? Hamadir, the person who was, the nether was made about, right, Shimon. And that's what happens there. Look at the Ran, Masnisen, Nidre Onsen, Hidir, Chaver, Sheyochal, that's what Sarah Osha Chalapano, Klomar, the Afagav, the Lav Onus Gamor, it's interesting. Chalahu, you know, Reuven gets, you know, Reuven said about Shimon, come or else you're out for my benefit, and Shimon gets a stomach virus, whatever, and he can't come, so fine. But what, like, Shimon's son gets sick? I don't know how Shimon could have found a babysitter. Right? Like, if he really wanted to be there, he could have gotten there, right? That's already, so the point, says the Ron, is that what the Mishnah is explaining is that it doesn't mean mamish on us. But a very difficult circumstance that maybe he could have found his way around, but it was, you know, a circumstance that was, unexpected, at least. Fine. And continues the Ran, Hare Elu Nidre Onsen, while if Isha lo al daito le asor nechasav al chavero im lo yochal imo ela kishe yuchal avo below onus. I mean, what he had in mind was he wants him to come, right? But if the guy said, I'm really sorry, my son got sick, I can't go, okay, so he would understand that, right? Aval kosha nenas ktas kagon shachal abano v'tzarach l'shamro mutter delav adaita dehachiatrik. That's not what he had in mind, right? So the Nidre Onsen are sort of, because of the example of chal abano, it gets kind of expanded, right? What the scenarios would be, because it doesn't have to be mamish out of his control, you know, but something that, you know, that the person who took the nether wouldn't have expected the person to be able to come into such a scenario. Okay. So it says the Gemara the following. Hahu gavra da'atvis zachvasa bebedina. A certain person, look at the Gemara, look at the Mefarish, da'atvis zachvasa shehevi shtare zechuyosav lebezdin v'yitzarech lachzar lebeso. Right? So a person brings his a shtar that says he's zochen certain, you know, certain money or whatever, a person owes the money, etc. So he brings it to Bezdin, and he leaves it there. V'amar, ilo asina ad flasin yomin. He says, if I don't come back to Bezdin within 30 days, live to loan. Hani zach vasai. He says, if I don't come back, then these staros that say that X person owes me money and Y person owes me money and, you know, that land belongs to me, and so whatever, all the things that the documents prove about his things that he owns that belong to him. So he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, those documents should be bata. Isnis v'lo'asa. So something happened. And now he didn't come. So Am Rav Huna bata zachvase. So Rav Huna says, okay. So that's what he said. He said that he doesn't come, didn't come bata. He didn't show up. Amalei Rabba. I think it's got changed too. Anasu v'anas rachmana patre. What do you mean? This wasn't his fault. This was an anus. It was out of his control that this would happen. And we have a rule, anus rachmana patre, which again is not just a rule in Nidarim, it's a rule in general. And you see it here. How do I know anus rachmana patre? Ulanaira losa said davar. This is the Gemara, this is the psukki that I talk about, a case of when a man chalila rapes a woman. So if there's a situation where two people, a woman is engaged to be married, she's had kiddushin but not nisuin, and she's with another man, right? So if that would happen, so they both get, it's capital punishment for both of them, right? But if it turns out that she screamed and she didn't want this to happen, it was against her will, so the Torah says that he gets killed, but to her, she doesn't get punished at all. Why? It wasn't up to her. She was something that happened against her will. Okay. So, v'chi tema katala shiny. And if you want to say, well, meaning you don't kill her, you don't give her capital punishment. Fine. But maybe this is because it's such an extreme case, right? Look at the Mefarish. Tema katala shiny. The gabe katala chas rachmanala. When it comes to the capital punishment, we're leaning on her. Ki anisa. Aba b'shar onsen deleka chiyav katala lo mifter mishumonis. Maybe you say that's an extreme example. That's why we're makel in that situation. But maybe other cases we wouldn't say that way. So go back to the Gemara. So v'chitema katala shiny v'hatana nidre onsen. Our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah says, Nidre onsin hidiru chaveru sheyochal etzava chalahu, o shachalabada, o sheikva nahar, hare elu nidre onsin. Right, so you see that you have a much less severe case of ones, where the guy, you know, our case, where he says, come to my house for lunch, and if not, I'm going to make you forbidden to get benefit from me. And even in that case, when the guy's onus, he can't come, we nullify the nether. So you see, it's not just an issue of katala in general. Onus allows us to, you know, nullify things that otherwise should happen. Okay. Fine. So that's why even in this case, the guy who came to Bezdin and said, I don't come back in 30 days, and then something happened to him, wasn't his fault, it's onus, he agrees that in that case, that he shouldn't have, that his documents are not nullified. Fine. So that's Gemara. Fine. Ulo Rabba. But what about according to Rabbi, who's now going to say, well, why is it different to the following case? There's not another Mishnah, which tells the Mishnah Gittin. Person gives a get to his wife. And he says, this is your get if he's about to leave. He's going to go business. And he says, here's your get from now, if on the condition they don't show up in the next 12 months. Okay? Umeis, besochi beis chodesh. And then he dies during those 12 months. Harei's a get. That is, the woman's divorced from that moment that he gave her the get, retroactively. Okay? So Gemara says, hamai. But then why? V'hamenis isnis, where there's no greater case of onus than death. Right? And that is out of his control. He didn't know he was going to die. Right? So why don't we say, onus rachmana patre. And the get should not be chal. It's great kasha, no? So what's the difference? So says Gemara, Amre, Dilma, Shani Hasam, Di Havayada Demes, Demis, min la alter have a gamar v'yavgid. No, so the difference is the following, says the Gemara. In that case, what does the guy want? He what he wants is, if it turns out that he doesn't come back, he wants her to be divorced, right? So if he would know that he's going to die, so what does he want? He wants you to be divorced, right? So look at the Mefarish. Di hava yada b'shas hatanai demais b'soch hazman. If he knows he's going to die within those 12 months, la alter gamar b'yavgita me'achsha. He would have wanted to be divorced immediately. As the Bach changes it, la alter, right? La alter, sorry, la alter have a yavgita. Says it, they change it, right? He would give the get right now, right? Hilgach have a get, meaning because in the end of the day, this is what he wants. He wants her to get. He wants her to be divorced, right? Because the whole point is to get her off the hook. If I disappear, you can't find me. Da-da. So he should have a get. She didn't have to be left as a guna. Ulahachi gamar balibe the mahav a get. And that's why he wants. He has in mind that it should be become a get. Avahai I have a yada de isnis lo have a mevalt zach v'say v'lo gamar makni. This guy is the opposite. He's saying, look, if I don't come back, make them bata. But he wants to come back, and he doesn't want it to happen. So for whatever reason, he's trying to explain how serious he is about coming back. Whatever the example is, why he said it. But the difference in the case of the get, that's clearly what his intention is. So when he ends up dying, you're right. That was what he wanted. So that's not honest per se. That was exactly his point. Right? That was the reason why he. Because by the way, it also happens if he dies, then what happens? She's not Amana, right? She Yibam, whatever, etc. Right? She's divorced. It turns out that they weren't married when he died. Right? It turns out she's a Grusha. Right? That was the point. Right? So yeah. So Yibam is one of the reasons they would do that. Exactly. So fine.
When you go back to the original, not the, the original case in the Gemara, isn't the difference that you could fulfill the neder within 30 days? As opposed to on the 30th. Like, if you have one day to do something, you say, I couldn't get there, I was delayed, something happened, as opposed to saying, you have 30, if I don't come back within 30 days.
Ad klasin yomen just means within 30 days also.
Right, so he could have come back at any point of time. That's why I'm arguing that you can't argue that he was, like, that it was instantaneous, because he could have come back at any point in 30 days.
It's less of an onus.
Right, like the example in the Mishnah, when he says, you invited somebody for Shabbos lunch, right? That was
boom. He didn't come back.
One opportunity, that was it, period, end of the story.
So here he has more time.
Right.
Okay, it is another distinction. Right? I mean, there is more time, it's more, I hear you. That's not the Gemara's.
They're
not going in that direction, but you're right, I hear what you're saying. There is a difference. I mean, you can make a similar argument here. He has a 12 months to come back.
Right, I was going
to
say, I can't figure out how it works here, but right. The same thing. I don't come back within 12 months. It's a long period of time.
So, the point is that but it's much more about, like, what is it that he wants? In that case, when he makes that nether, he actually, not makes that tonight, he actually wants it to be fulfilled in the event that he's not around. Right. So that's the argument that Gemara is making here. But yeah, good. Good. If I'm the Gemara, still going to question. Am I Shana? So what? Still, but what's different than the following? Me'ahu, the Amalehu, Ilo Asini Mikana Tlasin Yomin, the Havegita. Right. So he says, if I don't come back now from today in 30 days, it's going to be a get. Asa Upaske Mavra. So the case is he leaves and he says, if I don't come back in the next 30 days, so then the get will be Chal. Let's say right now. Or be calling in the 30th day. But either way, he's supposed to come back within 30 days. And he shows up, and he can't cross the river. He's standing there. He's waving his arms. You can see him on the other side. Right? But he can't get across. Right? Amalahu chazu da'asai. Sorry, I blew the case. They say it right now. Amalahu chazu da'asai, chazu da'asai. And he says, look, I'm here. Meaning, he didn't arrive. But they can see that he's trying to get there. Right? And he texts them. I promise, I'm coming. Whatever. Right? You can see that he means to be there. Right, that's the point. He intends to come back, right? But Amar Shmuel lo shmei masya. That's not considered being here, right? Am I? V'hamenis anis. What do you mean? that you can tell he's anis, right? So why in that case? If all these things are true, so then why in that case are we not considering that case a case of onus? So answer the Gemara. Dilma onsa de megalia shiny. No, because this case is an onus that every person should be ready for, right? When someone is late and they say, I'm really sorry, I got stuck in traffic. So what's your response to them?
Should have left earlier.
Right? That's what every father says to their kid. Who is it, right? You should have, you got stuck in traffic. You need stuck in traffic. If there's an overturned tractor trailer and there's a fire and whatever, okay, fine. Stop traffic? Oh, I got stuck in the cross Bronx. Excuse me. You knew about that. That's not an excuse, right? That's a lack of planning, right? But that's not an onus, right? That's onus to Megal Yashani. Look at the Mefarish. Tilma owns the Megal Yashani. Umavra owns the Megalyahu. The Zibin de Lomishtacha, Bahai Gisa, right? Sometimes the ferry that's going to bring you across the river, maybe it's not around. You know, it's being used, whatever. You know, it can happen, right? We buy the last to get that. You should have thought of such a thing, right? Meaning, you should have left earlier. But filo hachi lo hisna mishum hachi imisnis b'hai zman amar gamrag makti. And he didn't say, look, and if something happens and I can't get there, you know, he had in mind that it would be chal. Dilahavaget afilo b'ikvo shum onus. But in general, maybe onus is still true. Meaning, this is not, don't ask me a question from this case, because this case is not a, Gemara Yerushalmi says Dilma. But the point is that when it's the type of onus, this is not a real onus. It's something you know very well could be an issue. So that's not gonna work. Sorry, let me finish the line there. In the Gemara, right? Dilma owns the Megal Yashani Umavra Migle Onse, right? And the not having the ferry to take you across the river, that is a thing that people know. You're gonna have to wait. It's gonna take time. You know, it only comes every half hour, whatever the example is. Fine. Okay, so that's all been according to Rabbah. With Rav Huna, right? But Rav Huna was the one who said, Rav Huna had said, Bato Zachvase, right? The case of the guy in the who brings his documents to Bezdin, and he doesn't show up, so he's Bato. So Rav was the one who said, Onos Rachmana Patra, and that's why he's allowed. You know, we don't cancel his all his documents here. But according to Rav Huna, we did cancel his documents. So according to Rav Huna, what's the story? Says the Gemara, with Rav Huna, Michdi Asmachti. But wait a second. According to Rav Huna, this case, the case where the guy leaves his documents in bed and says, don't come back in 30 days, make them bother, that should be what's called an asmachta. What's an asmachta? An asmachta is the following. It's when a person makes a... Do you have it here? I'll just tell you what it is. Oh no! So let's go. Go back in the Ron. Sorry, to the previous page. It's at the bottom of the back. The previous page, and the Ron explains it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the bottom. The Rav Huna michti asmachti vasmachta lokanya. Yeah, you with me? The high gavra lo aspes zechusei elim yishum the samach idaite the leisei. Right, asmachta comes in the language of samach. Somach. He's relying on himself. Right. I mean, this person makes this statement. If I don't come back. All my documents, that millions of dollars in real estate deals, and you know all the things that I own, etc., should all be bought though. Why is he saying that? He's relying on himself. He's going to show up. Meaning he doesn't really mean this, right? But he says it, relying on himself. He's going to come back, right? And then even without an onus, it doesn't work. Meaning the point is that he assumes, right, and the Gemara doesn't say, he's explaining that we know Rav Huna actually holds das mach the kanya, that it works, but kimle la'ashas, the hadr be Rav Huna, akid the hadr be Rav Nachman, hasen diminume de hadre. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin about whether smachta works or not. But the point about smachta is that a person makes a statement, and they do so, they don't really mean what they say, right? We have a reason to believe they don't really mean it. And the most famous example of asmachta is like gambling. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about whether gambling should be a problem. Why? Because it's an asmachta and asmachta lokani. When I put my $100 on the table and we're playing poker or whatever, and then I lose, maybe when you take that money's gezel that you're taking from me. Why? What do you mean? I put it on the table. I meant to give it to you. The answer is, no, it's an asmachta. Meaning, why did I play? Because I thought I might win. Right? And then when you're kona, you're not really kona because it's asmachta. I was relying on my skill set. I thought I would win. So when you end up getting it, it's not really yours. Why? Because asmachta lokanya. So the same idea here, meaning when the guy said, if I don't come back within 30 days, you can take all of my bills of sale and all of my... That's not true. He didn't mean that. I mean, he says it, but he doesn't mean it because he assumed he was going to show up again. He's had confidence that he would arrive. So then when he doesn't arrive and you cancel it, maybe you shouldn't do that. Why? Because it's an asmachta, right? So now let's go back to our Gemara. So Rav Huna demichte asmachti v'asmachta lokanya, right? So maybe that doesn't work. So answers the Gemara, Shani hacha demit besan zachvas zechusan, right? So this case is different because it was mitbasan zechusan. What does it mean mitbasan zechusan? So it says the Ran shani hachad mitbasan zechusay. Shekevin sheyatsu mirshuso vidpisan biyad bezden leka asmachta. I mean, what's the difference? The difference is that they're being held, toughest, right? They're being held by the bezden. A person doesn't mean it. So let's say they make a statement. All right, but they don't really mean it, right? I'll pay $20 if Celtics lose tonight, right? That's not real, right? But if I hand the money, and by the way, this is actually true when it comes to one of the discussions in the Tysus there in Sanhedrin, is that if the money's put on the table, right, you put it down and the table belongs to somebody else, that, right, there's more of an understanding that the person really meant it, right? It's the same thing here. The person, he handed them the star, right? Gave the staros to the bezdin. If he didn't mean it, right, the body handed him the staros, right? So maybe that's why it's different. So I said, well, not so fast. Really, the fact that they're holding the shtaros, that means it's not a smachta. But the following Mishnah, right? So if a person did, we had this in the Smichas Chaver a while back, that a person who pays off some of his debt, and then what does he do? He puts shlish milashon shalosh, a third party. So the guy owes $1,000. Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon. Okay. So he pays off $250, okay? And then, and what would a person do when they would pay off a debt? They would give the star back to the person that he borrowed the money from, right? Once they paid off the debt, so the guy gets the star back. So the person who pays it off gets the star. So he paid only $250 of it. So what happens? So the guy paid back some of it, and they took the star now. V'amar, im ain, and he gives it to a third party. And he says the following, give the shtar to a third party. V'amar, this is the person who owes the money. V'amar, im ain, ani no sin lo mikana yam el yom. If I don't pay this last $750 in the next 30 days, tain lo shtara. Give the shtar back. Give the shtar back means what? The guy will have the ability to now what? Collect the whole thing again. The full $1,000, right? So that's okay, fine. I'll back off. I promise, you're going to pay me within 30 days. Great. And if not, I get to collect the whole thing again, right? All 100%. So tain lo shtaro, and then he gives man v'lo nasan. That time came, he didn't pay the money. So what happens? So b'yosi omer yitain. Okay, so give him the star. Yehuda omer lo yitain. Yehuda says don't give him the star back. Okay. Amrav nachon, amrav baravua, amrav ain alach her b'yosi. And he says alach is not her b'yosi. Why? Da amar asmach takanya. Right. We don't follow like b'yosi. Why? Because he holds. So Rav Yossi had said, give him the star, right? So we don't hold like Rav Yossi that smacht is kanya. Shani hacha da amar. Oh, sorry. So that's our question, right? So the point is that what is the Gemara assuming? And that according to this, the mission is assuming that a smacht is kanya. And a smacht is kanya when? Hishlish eshtaro, right? In the case where the star was given away, right? And there's a machlok, meaning we said, and by the way, there's also a machlokas about that case, even though he's just a star, right? So I don't know if it's always true whenever the star is given over that we assume that's machdas kanya, not necessarily it's a machlokas here, but when that's true, when he gives the star over, right? If you said to me, wait a second, anytime the guy gives the star over, so now that's why then he's serious, not so fast, right? It's machlokas whether in this case if that's going to work or not. So answer the Gemara, no, shani hacha da amar livtalan zachvase, right? Because no, the case is different here because he said, I'm going to make my zechus bata. Okay. Right. So what? So the marfire says shani hachad amar liftal and zechusay. It's the first. Well, I guess like the first wide line when it gets wide again. Shelo yehei bahen mamish. The zeu chomer mitain lo shtaros. It's different. Meaning the case of the hishlish hashtaro case, the case we just mentioned. He says give the guy a star back. Fine. So that's one thing. This, the guy says, tear up my shtaros. It's more intense, right? So that's why we have less reason to, meaning the guy, yes, when he hands over the star, so fine. So then we, maybe it's not as clear what he means. But when the guy says, tear up my star, that's already much more intense, right? And so that's why in that case, we're not going to say it's an asmach. Fine. So v'hilchasa asmach takanya. So the halacha is we actually hold that smachta is kona v'hu delo ones as long as it's not ones v'hu de kona mine be based in chashav and also only if he takes it in a based in chashav, right? So Rashi said the mumcha la rabbim, right? It's done in a place with mumchim, with bakim, that everyone knows what's happening. It's not a random situation. A situation where people really know what's happening, right? And says that the mafarish v'chohani tlas mile ba'in, you need all three things. Ba'inan ba. The I have a chad below idach, one without the other. Lo kani, elakulu, gimel ba'inan, the lo anis, v'kinyan, u'bezin chashiv. You need all three. There's no ones, and there's a kinyan, and you have bezin chashiv, so then you're going to have that, then a smachta will be kona. But otherwise it wouldn't. And that's what we assume, you know, that's what the halacha is in this case. Okay. Yashikoyach, we'll pick up Daf Kavches next week. Transition.